From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. A conflict in Denmark has animal welfare pitted against religious freedoms. The country has decided that all animals must be stunned before being killed, a move that effectively bans ritual slaughter in its purest form, according to Muslim and Jewish traditions. While some consider this a minor administrative change, it's having an unsettling effect on Denmark's religious minorities, as Sissel Overgaard reports.
For Danes like animal welfare activist Peter Møllerup, this is a pretty straightforward issue.
The Danish legislation tells us that if you want to kill an animal, you should do it as quick and as painless that is possible.
And he says that means an animal should not be conscious when it's killed.
I think that it is much better to help the animal here than to help people that think something.
In reality, no animals have been killed in Denmark without stunning for the last 10 years. Denmark's roughly 8,000 Jews import all kosher meat. The issue's a little more complicated for Denmark's 230,000 Muslims. Many Islamic scholars say stunning, while not ideal, is still halal. But some Muslims, like Sama Hamoudi, who's come to the Islamic Society of Denmark for the evening prayer, aren't so sure.
So now I have decided to buy only from those who import meat, so we can be sure it's slaughtered 100% correctly.
But Hamoudi says even for Muslims who are willing to buy Danish meat, the new rule smacks of intolerance.
We just don't feel we have respect for our choices. It's becoming harder and harder to be a Muslim in Europe in general, you understand? There are limits on what we can and what we can't do.
I think it's mainly, I will not say Islamophobia, but it is a lot of people afraid of different things.
Ben Jonas Essebar is with Danish Halal, a group that advocates for stricter adherence to Islamic law in the meat industry.
The religion itself in Europe doesn't play the big role as it does in other countries. So every time we speak about something that have with religion, it will always be looked at as something from medieval times, and it's something that doesn't have any scientific place in our modern days.
Both Jews and Muslims say ritual slaughter is humane. Even so, Britain's top veterinarian recently suggested his country might do well to follow Denmark's lead, and the possibility that this policy could spread to other countries or other traditions is Essebar's biggest fear.
Now they have banned the ritual slaughter. The next step they are debating is actually banning the circumcision of boys.
In that ongoing circumcision debate, it's religious rights versus a child's right to self-determination. Finn Schwartz heads the Jewish community in Denmark.
If you abandon circumcision in Denmark, within very short time, there will be no Jews in Denmark. And we can see on Facebook and all other places, people are saying, but then leave.
And yet, even as Schwartz accuses Denmark of meddling in the private lives of its religious minorities, he insists this has more to do with politics than anti-Semitism.
Today, we are in a situation where we are living in a very complex world. But these issues, the circumcision, the slaughtering, it's so easy. And everybody can have their own opinion, like here.
Perhaps there is one bright spot in all of this for Denmark's Jews and Muslims, captured recently in a single moment on Danish TV. In one of the many debates featuring these two men on the same side of the table, Schwartz reached out to pat Essebar on the back. I totally agree, he said, and it's nice that we can agree on something once in a while. For NPR News, I'm Sissel Overgaard in Denmark.